Now, there's an event happening in Killarney on the 27th of February. New Year, Same Amazing You. And it is being run by the Club Women's Network. Well, the founder of the club is business mentor and coach, Shan Horn. And she joins me now to talk about it. Shan, good evening. You're very welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really delighted to be here.
No problem at all. Look, you're having an event coming up later on this month in Killarney. Will you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the club has been going for the last couple of years. We're primarily an online network and it's for women that work for themselves. So it suits anybody that's thinking about going into business or has started their business. But we also have people in the club that have been in business for like 15 years. And it's all to do with support and learning. So we're learning from each other and supporting each other, because there's a big difference between supporting women that are in business and supporting women that own their own business.
Yeah, and when you own your own business, it can be quite different. You're in a different position. You're trying to run it yourself. It's great to be able to meet people in a similar position. And as you say, you know, learn from them, possibly learn from a mistake, but learn how things have gone well for them as well and how it may impact your business.
Absolutely. I think anybody that works themselves knows how lonely that can be. And actually, I've been in networks for so long and many, many years, and I'm still in those. But I just needed something different myself where everybody really understood what I was going through. Because your family and your friends want to support you, but realistically, unless you work for yourself, you don't really understand it.
And with the club then, would you just cover a particular geographical area or would you cover the whole country?
No, we're everywhere now. So when we started, and we will always be primarily online, because I think for me, I'm based in Cork, and I realised when in 2020 how Cork I was, like all of my clients came from Cork. And so I really wanted to open it up for everybody. And so our meetings online, which we meet twice a month, are from all over the country. And then our in-person meets now are going everywhere. So I was in Waterford last week. I'm down in Kerry, obviously, coming down to Kerry. Then I'm in Ennis. Then I'm in Dublin, Tip and Kildare over the next few weeks. So, we're really getting around.
So the event you're having, it's in JM Reedy's in Killarney on the 27th February between 6 and 8. Will you tell us what will be happening at it?
Absolutely. So it's a panel discussion. One thing that we wanted to do this year is really have that conversation about, you know, we know that we're all busy, but we're really hoping that people have really understood and learnt about self-care a little bit over the last couple of years. And so it's really how to put those strategies together to make your life easier, basically. And we've got a great panel. Sarah Wolf is a mindset coach who actually recently did a fantastic event down in Tralee. Ashlyn Muldowney owns 150 Homeware, and so she has her own business, and they're Tralee based actually as well. And then finally we have Catherine Casey, who is the Marketing Club, an amazing marketing expert. And she, you know, all of these women will be showing you how to make things a little bit easier, whether that be scheduling your social media, and the next bit might be about, you know, setting your mindset, setting boundaries and taking care of yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, when you have your own business, it can be hard, it can be very demanding, and it can be hard to find that time to switch off, to find that work-life balance.
I think it's really difficult, and I'm quite good at it, but I still find it difficult, and I've been doing it a long time. So it really is setting boundaries, you know, and actually I schedule in my time off, and that makes a huge difference for me. So for instance, I know the next few weeks are going to be very, very busy, and so I know I'm going to be working hard. And you know, business is our baby. We need to make sure that the business gets what it needs. But at the same time, I need that time too. So I've already scheduled a couple of days off when the next couple of weeks are over to make sure that I can reboot and start again. Because if I'm not looking after myself, I'm no good to any business. I'm certainly not any good to my clients.
Absolutely. So the ideal person then this event would be for, would it be for someone who is already working, maybe, as you mentioned, those who perhaps have a business idea or thinking maybe about going out on their own?
Absolutely. So it's for those that have a seed planted in their head and they're like, I've always wanted to do this, but I need some help and support. It's for those that have just started out in business or maybe have a side hustle, because a lot of us women have side hustles. But it is also for those people that have been in business for a long time. We all learn from each other. I think peer-to-peer learning is so important. And certainly at the moment, we have women that have been in business 15 plus years, and they're learning so much from people that are just starting out, because the landscape of business changes so quickly. It's really important that we keep on top of our game. And when we go into business, we don't really want to be an accountant or a marketeer. We just want to do our business. But unfortunately, you've got to do a little bit of everything. And that's what we're here for. We teach the women what they need to know to stay in business. Everything from financial forecasting to how to make a reel for Instagram.
Yeah, that's right. You're a jack of all trades when it's your business. You're doing all kinds of jobs.
Oh, you have to be jack of all trades. And the thing is, and I think sometimes, you know, those things then that you feel that you're not so strong at, sometimes those are the things you want to outsource. But you have to do them all to understand even how to outsource them, how long it should take people to help you. But the club has such a mix of amazing women. There's always someone that can help. And one thing we have a private group, and it's kind of like my sidekick as I work throughout the day. So if I, for instance, actually about 20 minutes ago before we jumped on the call, I got a bit stuck with something on Google, I just popped it into the Facebook group and six people have already replied to me telling me how to fix it. That's amazing support, because when you work for yourself, sometimes you're just chatting to a mirror and hoping for the best.
Yeah, and that's the thing, really. It is, you're kind of out on your own. It can be hard if you don't have, you know, a tribe really there behind you helping you.
Yeah, big time. I was actually at an event last week and this lady said, oh my God, like your energy, you're like so committed. And I said, yeah, but I've got 120 women behind me going, go on, you can do it. You know you can. And that just makes such a huge difference. It's certainly made a massive difference to my working life the last couple of years. It really has.
And you mentioned one of the speakers is Catherine Casey from the Marketing Club. I've actually seen her talk before. She is amazing. And social media, you know, when it comes to that aspect of any business these days, you know, I suppose some people might feel like they have to be nearly available 24/7, you know, when someone comes on maybe and asks a question on a post. I suppose it's being able to learn to create enough content to market yourself. But I suppose to learn those boundaries, like you mentioned, you have to have those boundaries when you have a business.
Yeah, and there's plenty of them, you know, and I think we can't be 100% accessible, but it is really hard not to be when it's your business. I think sometimes people can overthink social media. You know, I always tell my clients, don't create the content, just be the content. People love to see behind the scenes. They really do. We're all voyeurs, we're all nosy. So sometimes it's as simple as just showing people what you do on a daily basis. And that's what they want to know. They want to know, how are you doing it? How are you making it work for you? And so sometimes it's not always about making creative elements to your social media. Be a bit of your social media and just be authentic. That is the best way to be. You're not for everybody, but those that can resonate with you, those are the ones that will want to work with you.
And this event in Killarney, do people need to register in advance for it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's on Eventbrite. It's called New Year, Same Amazing You. If they can't find it on Eventbrite, they could just drop us an email, hello@theclubwomensnetwork.com, or they can find us also on Instagram and LinkedIn.
And I'll pop the link up as well on our Twitter account @InBusinessRK, so people will be able to find it there. You mentioned you've some other events around the country coming up similar to this one, but also the meetups then that you hold, are they regular online events then?
Yes, so we meet twice a month. The first meeting we do is called a deep dive. We actually look at a couple of businesses within the club itself and talk about the story and how the business has evolved, and then if they've got any problems. And then we will go out into breakout rooms, and that's where we do our networking piece. But we'll come back and give some advice, and that's the support piece of the network. And then the second meeting we do every month on the fourth Tuesday of every month is our workshops. And the women in the club actually decide what they learn. As I said before, we've covered everything from financial forecasting to how to make a reel. And we've got lots of exciting workshops coming up. Actually, this month is financials. Next month, we've got the fabulous Muriel Foley, who's another amazing social media expert. We've got Kira Morgan then, who's doing search engine optimization. We have how to create a press release. We have the best kind of content. So we cover everything, basically, that the ladies, when we survey them twice a year, they tell us what they want and we make sure we do it.
I know you gave the details there of the Eventbrite page, but maybe for someone who can't go along to that event in Killarney, but would maybe like to get in contact with yourselves and get involved in the club online, what's the best way to do that? Is it a website? Is it via LinkedIn?
Yes, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Instagram, we are on Twitter, but primarily Instagram and LinkedIn. But we also have our website, which is theclubwomensnetwork.com. Yeah, they can DM us on any of our social media platforms, or they can drop us an email through our website.
Okay, so theclubwomensnetwork.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Sian, look, we're going to leave it there for the moment. Thanks so much for joining us and the very best of luck with the event in Killarney.
Thank you so much, Mary. Hope to speak to you soon. Take care.
Sian Horn there, founder of the Club Women's Network, talking about that event coming up in Killarney. And I have tweeted that link on the Ashton Business Arcade Twitter account if you want to head along there and find the Eventbrite link where you can get more information on that.